Campfire, thanks for joining us out here in Splendora, Texas. Boy, it's chilly. It was like 40 degrees. Warmer now that we're over here. I've got some people with me today. Who do I have with us?
Man Sprout.
Okay. Jose. We have Jose.
It's Jose.
Destiny. She's been with us before, too.
Rhonda.
And Malia. I'm sorry, I'm talking over you already. That's my goal. I think one of the things we wanted to talk about today is dress code, and we'll see what we end up actually talking about. But we're going to call this, like, the dress code episode, because that rhymes. So what's up? How do you feel about, having a dress code? Do you think we need a dress code? Do you think the dress code needs to be changed? What are your thoughts on the dress code?
We don't need a bunch of people coming here, like, with boobies hanging out. So we need some sort of dress code, but we don't need it where we can't have hair color, because that's the strength. Because, I mean, Cleveland and Paney, Porter, all around us, they can have hair color. Yes, they can.
Everywhere else can have hair color.
Okay, I want to tell a story.
Okay, so hair color is an issue for you.
Okay, I'm going to go on that hair color thing. Concert? I went to a concert, and I met this guy there, and his name was Caleb. And he had a hot pink mohawk, okay? And I had blue hair at the time. And he was like, "Well, I like your hair." I'm like, "Yeah, thanks. I'm about to dye it back for school." And he was like, "Really?" I go to a private Catholic school, and they let me have a hot pink mohawk, and I was very flustered with that.
Very disappointed in Splendora.
Because a private Catholic school.
So you would expect it to be more
strict. And the piercings kind of go with the
I don't see how two holes in my lip.
Yeah, so with you, do you all agree that we should have some sort of dress code?
I think we should have a dress code, like no booty shorts,
no, you know.
Cover up.
Slutty stuff.
Cover up the bikini area.
Language.
Cover up stuff.
The bikini area and your stomach. Nobody wants to see your stomach.
Okay, well, then I'll push back at that a little bit. I don't think that we should have a dress code.
You know?
Whoa.
No, I think that your parents generally are the ones that are going to be buying your clothes while you're young, you know, unless you have a job. So that choice is really up to your parents, what is appropriate for them for you to leave to go off to school.
My parents don't care.
Well, I feel like,
And I do think that maybe more provocative clothing might be a thing at some point, but I don't think that, I really don't think that girls would be coming to school dressed that inappropriately.
Really?
I think that there would be sort of a community standard of that we would, that other people would say, hey, maybe, you know, her friends of hers would say that, you know, maybe you shouldn't be wearing that because people are, you know, getting the wrong impression. I don't know. I don't even know if there's a... I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody wearing that anyway. The impression that we get is our fault. I mean, whatever, it's our...
They wear what they want, and we think what we think because that's the way.
Well, right. I mean, it's our problem if we automatically assume that somebody who dressed, you know, what we would think of as whatever you said, trashy.
Like,
whatever.
If you want to dress up in a trash bag, or if you want to dress extremely hot, that's your decision.
Well, I mean, it's
like
okay, never
she
mind.
She looks really hot, and then look at this trash bag.
So, okay, so the Texans, all the cheerleaders or whatever, not our cheerleaders, but I think the Texans cheerleaders are all very professional women who have, like, great jobs and do great things, and they wear those outfits, and they're our cheerleaders. I mean, we make those certain assumptions based on that part, but then we also know the other things about them to be true. Mm-hmm. All right, should I not push back at that? I mean, that's just my...
No, you're fine.
I see where you're coming from with that. Got you.
Okay, so if we do need it, then what are the things that you think should be changed? You said the hair should be an issue. Piercings obviously should be an issue. I should probably get in trouble, especially for us, you know, me being letting you have piercings. Shaving. Okay.
Like, the guys, like, keep it neat, but don't just,
letting them have facial hair at all is probably...
Yeah. Just keep it neat.
I kind of want to grow one.
Like don't have, like, straight up wizard beard.
Well, I don't think any high school kid has a wizard beard.
I don't think you might be surprised. I think some could.
Actually, when I went to New Caney, there was a kid with, like, a beard that came, like, down to here.
I feel like, a lot of they said that you're not allowed to bring the religious stuff into school.
You know, I looked at it because we were mentioning that. I don't think that is on here.
Oh, really?
I didn't see anything about that.
Because my friend Kristen wore a band t-shirt, Long University t-shirt, and it was a pizza, and it had a star on it, so it was a pentagram pizza. And
but that's just
trouble.
How Fallen Universe is.
Yeah, that's just how they are. They're not like a satanic band or anything. That's just what they use to assemble their band. And she got told that she had to wear her jacket all day because that was inappropriate and it offended people. Well, I'm sure that there's people that go to this school that aren't, like, Christian or whatever, and that, like, if they see people wearing crosses all the time, I'm sure that offends them. Like, I'm Christian and stuff like that, it doesn't offend me when people wear crosses. I'm just saying from a different standpoint, I'm sure it can...
And plus, like, you're...
I see the point that you're making, but I don't... Is anybody ever actually offended by somebody wearing a cross?
No, but I don't think...
No, no one's ever offended by
a
pentagram,
either.
I don't think either.
See, I don't know.
Well, my thing
and
is, that's
no.
where,
maybe
like, your First Amendment can play in through it, and then you can argue that situation, because your First Amendment is also freedom of religion.
Right.
And freedom
speech,
of speech.
And all that.
And... If that's one of your amendments, is freedom of religion, why are we abandoning, like, we're not going, like, freedom of religion, so our school is just, like, mainly our school, like, Spondora in general is, like, based on
heavily
religion.
Christian based.
And
well,
right. there
the
is,
community.
There is kids.
Right, well, and that's who the one,
believe in that.
Absolutely. And, yes, I completely agree with you that those rights, you know, extend to you. You have those same rights that adults have. As far as the First Amendment rights, the right ability to speak, but you know there are limits to those things too.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you can't, you know, I guess you can't cuss somebody out here in school
right.
because that's inappropriate language. And
well, like your freedom of speech would have to be like they don't like in like the description they say like freedom of speech like as long as you're being appropriate with your freedom of speech, it's good. That's what like the school is giving us, and it's like you're not gonna like if so people like. When they get in trouble with cops, they're usually, like, throwing cuss words at them and stuff like that. Yes, that is your freedom of speech, but you can also get a ticket for that. So, that's where, like, freedom of speech can play through school, and...
I think that the beard thing is also kind of covered through freedom of religion, too. If Hasidic Jews, I guess, you know,
the
Old Testament says that you're not supposed to cut the sides of your face or shave or whatever, basically.
And then you have your Native Americans who... also have the, which I don't think we really...
No, we used to have things have gotten much more lax in dress code from when I was young. I mean, obviously that was a very long time ago. We're talking...
Duncan.
So long, you know. It was 1920s.
400 years.
But no, girls weren't allowed to wear jeans at that
yeah.
point, whenever I was in elementary school.
My mom wasn't allowed to
wear jeans. My dad, well, and even in the time that I went to school, male's hair could only be a certain length.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be... You'd have to cut your hair. You couldn't have his hair as long as you
see, and people like back then, people were like okay with it because they just accepted it because, you know, like people weren't as rebellious as they are now. So,
yeah. So here's the thing that I think of, that I take issue with, and it's not up to me. The problem with it is that, or that I have with it is that I have to enforce it regardless. You don't,
mm-hmm.
we're not supposed to be subjective about it. And I think that that's a big problem is that certain teachers have our biases.
Like,
we're going to have our little pet peeves. If our pet peeve is that, you know, to get the thing out of your nose, get the thing out of your lip or whatever. And then they're going to stay after you every single day for that while other people walk by with other dress code violations.
She always, like, if she sees me with it in, you need to take that middle out of your face, and sometimes she'll make me stand in the hallway and take it out in front of her, and then I go to someone else's class.
Yeah.
You know, there's people
when
who go in her class with stuff like that.
When we were taking, like, a picture for school one time, and I had a nose piercing in, and then she was like, you need to take that out because you don't want people to think you're trashy. And I was like, if my nose piercing thinks I'm trashy, then got some issues.
Right, so I mean, that's so it all comes down to it being arbitrary. It's like subjective. The school board, the people who represent our community, we vote for, and they choose how they want our students to represent our district, our school district, and our town. And they get voted for. So they're the ones who pick these certain things, but so many of them seem very reactionary to me.
Well, Ms. Brock, she like has...
She has
a nose piercing, and one time I was in her office, and I got in trouble for my nose piercing. She told me I had to take it out and at least put, like, a retainer in it or something. And she told, like, I understood, like, her point that if she could take her nose piercing out to go to school and put it back in after she gets out of school, then I should be able to do the same thing and keep the balance, so...
Right.
So, Rhonda's mom picked up me and Rhonda from school one day, and literally she said that there was an attendance lady or someone in the office that had hot pink hair. And I find that very dumb that staff can have colored hair, but not
the students.
Staff can have colored hair? I mean,
Apparently.
And I mean, I know we do have a dress. We have a dress code.
It's not like she had, like, hot pink hair, like, full-on hot pink hair. She had, like, hot pink highlights, like, streaming
through in her hair. And there's also people at the school.
So there's double standards, clearly. Yeah. And, again, it's selective who
and
gets
people,
chosen.
I will see them going around with, like, students like with streaks of color or like tips color, and they won't get in trouble at all. But last year I came to school with my head teal,
left-based
and school. I got in trouble. So I mean, not like, oh, you have OCI or anything, but like it was last day of school, so I was just gonna try it, and they were just like, okay, yeah, don't do that.
There's so many things. Because I have more of an issue with it than any of you do, apparently. And I shouldn't say that, because I just want to know what y'all think. But so many of the things I think, I said were reactionary, and I mentioned some of those. But some of them are just sexist. Like, one sex over the other, that a guy can only have one earring.
Yeah.
But you can't really get one. I mean, you can get one ear pierced, but you pay for two ears. Yeah. Nobody does
you
that,
buy
really.
Two earrings.
Yeah, you get two earrings. I mean, there was
no one. If guys get it,
you'd be surprised. In middle school, everyone does just have one earring. Pretty
is that was that the rule it. There too
no.
or
no?
I
mean,
yeah, no. There's some guys who get one.
There was just a certain. There was like a extent to how big it could be.
Oh, okay.
You
know?
Yeah, like gauges.
No,
yeah, gauges.
Yeah, gauges.
It's
gauges also, but like I'm talking about the size of the thing.
Oh, how big the jewel was.
I mean,
yes.
Like
you know,
sexist. It's like okay, so if a female can wear earrings, you don't ever see somebody like working on something. You look at you and be like, wow, that's earrings, and have like a full blown out conversation because it's distracting. But, like, if a guy has it, they're not going to be like, oh, whoa, you got some earrings. Those are nice. Look at it. In the middle of class. They're not going to do that. And that's what
I like that. I mean, that's the idea of what it's supposed to be about is distractions, right?
Yeah, same with the hair. That's the whole
really,
point.
Really, most of the distractions are whenever these issues are brought up. Like, whenever.
Yeah, like sending someone out of class
right.
to fix
yeah.
their shirt.
Yeah,
nobody,
fix their shirt, fix their haircut, fix their piercings. That's what's distracting, not hair color.
Nobody notices it
until
like,
point
the teacher
out.
Says it, then like everybody's like, wow.
Well, so yeah, so I agree that if it were an actual distraction, that if everybody were looking at that person because of something, then that's
yeah,
the distraction,
yeah.
and then you need to, you know, then it's distracting from learning. It's, you know, that's not the reason we're here. The other thing, so the things that I thought were sexist, so not the shaving. although if they told you you had
to,
although if they told you that you had to shave as a female, then I bet that there would be some people. That, some of it's just resistance. Just I'm not going to follow all the rules. That people would, you know, not shave. But so makeup. So guys can't wear makeup.
Oh yeah. I feel like that's very very sexist, and I really don't like that because I have friends that actually that are male and they do their makeup or they have YouTube channels to wear like. Mac, like big companies will sponsor them,
mm-hmm.
and because they like love them that much, and like people make careers off of that, guys, girls, you know, off of makeup. And if that's what they want to do, I feel like the school shouldn't stop them from that.
What's their reasoning for makeup on guys?
They said
distracting.
It's a girl thing, I guess.
I guess they would no. I guess it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's
say a
distraction, is what I mean. I'm sure that all of them, there's safety or it's a distraction from learning.
Probably the safety.
Are the only issues?
Probably gonna think he's like gay. Like,
well, whether he is or not, I mean, that's not...
Yeah, that's
not
your business to begin with, but...
Right.
You know,
I mean,
makeup.
Do you know, honestly, I mean, we're so much more open
probably
about that.
Like,
people couldn't come out as gay in high school whenever I went to high school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't here,
gay.
It was the other school. But and so there were, you know, obviously there were the same percentage amount of people that were gay, but none of them could be openly
gay. And if you
gay.
Look at...
It's pretty amazing to me how many people here now can, which
yeah.
I just think... I think that's a great thing.
If you look at, like... Okay,
unrelated.
So if you have a gay person and you have a straight person... You usually see more straight people, straight like males wearing makeup than gay.
Yeah, my boyfriend's straight, and I do his makeup all the time, just because
yeah.
I need someone to practice on.
That's, I mean, that's interesting. So I mean, it doesn't have anything to do again.
I'm
yeah. So
lying.
that was my being sidetracked. Let me tell you, so like go through a couple of them that I think I just have issue a little bit of an issue with, or I think are in reaction to something. Well, so unnatural hair color, glitter, or any other temporary alteration may be a distraction. So hair shall be kept neat, clean, and well groomed.
Okay,
who's the arbiter of that? Who decides whether it is neat, clean, or well groomed? And how are you going to call somebody out for having messy hair? Or
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, like, what
there
like,
could be a reason for that, right? There could be lots of reasons.
Just like my hair, like this.
What if that's messy
and,
to
like,
someone, but it's good to you? Isn't that like opinion?
So
yeah,
I mean, so clearly there's got to be. I mean, it has to be something that's clearly a distraction. But if there were, I mean, you know, electricity goes out, people's house, you know, something bad happens
yeah.
in a family, they don't have electricity,
they
don't
own a hairbrush.
Water. Well, you know, I mean, people can afford a hairbrush.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can afford a hairbrush. But your electricity can go out. You can not take a shower. You can just not get up late and decide to be here instead of worrying about
yeah, worrying
things.
About your hair.
So all of those things, I'm sure we consider, but having it a rule, an official
yeah.
rule that says that, I think that these things should be not necessarily
well,
have to be
I feel
so
like
explicit.
If the kid looks like trash, like there shouldn't be. Well, I mean, if you, the teacher can pull him to the side like after class
and
be like,
what's
going on with you? Not in the middle of class. Okay, you look like trash. Go to the office. Go find a shower.
And you know, I don't.
Nasty.
Yeah,
nasty.
So it's really the issue of these things being official rule, because I don't think anybody's going to support that. I don't think there is anybody who's going to say that's a good thing to do, that to call somebody out for that. But
wow,
I still have issue with it. So Mohawks, hair. Here's one that's I think that's reactionary. You know, the emo thing. Hair shall not hang down past the eyebrows.
Yes, I didn't even know that.
Oh, I wasn't. You remember the time? I mean, that was a time when all the kids wore their. When Justin Bieber was young, and everybody's hair like would go in their eyes. So they would make somebody had their hairs came down in their eyes, and so they said, "Hey, you know what? New rule: hair shall not hang down past the eyebrows."
I mean, if I cut my bangs up to my eyebrows, I look like a dork. So I'm just saying, like I've done it before. Where at my old Christian school, they're like, oh, your hair can't go past your eyebrows, so I got it cut, like, right here, and then I had, like, freaking caterpillars. Like, you couldn't tell the difference between my eyebrows and my bangs. We're, like, not sure where that ends, but somewhere.
So I think that maybe what I wanted to get to is we should address these things. This is coming up. This is going to be reevaluated, not just the dress code, but the whole student handbook.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe these things that are dated, we should just do away with until they become an actual issue again, if it were to be a problem. Or, you know, this is at the discretion of whatever the, you know, we'll have that talk when we need to.
Yeah.
So here, Mohawks, sculpting of the hair. I don't know that many people would wear Mohawks here if Mohawks were allowed.
I don't see that there's a problem with it. And there's some guys here that actually do have, like, Mohawks.
Yeah.
And I'm not
well,
sure
this,
what,
I
remember
the
Mohawk.
Problem.
You know, that was an issue.
Are
with
you talking
the,
about the big one?
No, well,
yeah,
yes, an actual Mohawk. The Mohawk was a thing whenever with my students years ago because they would make them basically go get a haircut because they had it was a short Mohawk. It was very short.
See the short ones.
So they would have them tell them to cut the hair and trim it so they would get a little bit shorter, you know, Mohawk.
So
and then they would come back to them and say, you know, that's still too, you know, what's the, this what makes
yeah,
it a Mohawk versus, yeah.
Yeah.
And how are you going to tell, I don't know, again, so that,
I don't
that,
see how that
then
works.
That makes it a length rule or
think,
height
yeah.
rule for
I
your
think,
hair.
Like, so if we were like to like overall like discuss like the dress code,
mm-hmm.
my thing is school pushes you to be like they're like be yourself because that's what people like.
And then you try.
And then when you try
yeah.
to, the school's like
out of dress code.
No.
Oh yeah, and if you're out of dress code, say like they said that if I come to school next year with my hair blue, that they were gonna suspend me. I'm like, oh, so you're gonna suspend me? But and then they're like, yeah, but you can also get a ticket for suspended for missing that much school. Yet they won't let you back. And I'm
yeah.
like. Really?
Oh.
Huh, let's talk about that for a minute. Like, I don't know, that was just dumb to
the
me.
Reason, one of the, yeah. Boy, I have a lot to say about this.
I do too.
Let's hear it.
But no, so, like, the reason that we spend an awful lot of time at faculty meetings discussing the water bottles, you have to have a clear, transparent water bottle, you can't have a Yeti bottle,
well,
because we don't know what's in it. That and dress code
my
issues.
My thing is, like, okay, so, they said we have to have a clear, transparent water bottle. But we have to have clear liquid in it.
Yeah.
That is, like, crazy.
Yeah, yet they sell not that in the
vending machines.
Yeah,
they sell.
If you could sell it at school to make money, we should be able to go out and buy our own drink that has a clear,
well, I feel
like
if
you can see the liquid.
Yeah,
they're like,
sell power.
It's just of it, then, like, take a sip of it. I mean.
No, they're not
it's like, you want to sip of this?
But so you understand the reasoning behind that one.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a reason
well,
behind that.
Yeah, there's actually
I don't know. I mean, not that necessarily
kid,
this could
that,
just be out just alcohol.
It's
you know?
Like the Fred
yeah.
waters,
but
they look like a vodka bottle.
They do.
Yeah. And vodka is very, very clear, just like water.
Right,
yeah.
but it's still.
It's from incidents that have happened.
Yeah, like
in
the
particular
sure.
water.
Again, it's another reaction.
Yeah.
To those things.
That
that's
one's more understandable.
That one's more on safety, though. You don't need some kid coming here drunk. I mean,
right.
If I come here with two holes in my lip, that's not hurting anyone.
Okay, absolutely. Let me just go through what I see here. The mid-thigh thing, holes and jeans have to be underneath the mid-thigh. Pants that drag the ground or have excess material are not permitted. This one almost seems racist to me in a way.
Well, no, because you could trip yourself and get hurt.
Yeah,
sure.
That's the
safety. Well, if you're in high school, you should.
But so, how many people have had pants that were dragging, literally dragging the ground? I'm gonna just go through them and then you tell me what you think, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with spaghetti straps. The spaghetti straps have to be longer, wider than 2 inches, which really, or tank tops are allowable, but they have to be 2 inches in width, which really means that it's not a tank top.
Yeah.
Because they don't make them like that. Clothing must be worn at a proper waist level and should cover the undergarments at all times.
I think
we're talking about sagging pants, right? Yeah, which again is not so much a thing anymore.
I don't know. I still see like guys have gotten way better about sagging their pants, but there's still kids who just don't care and want to show off their underwear. And
maybe it's expensive.
I don't even know.
I was like, hey, some people spend a lot on that underwear.
It could be Calvin Klein.
I mean,
but they're wearing shirts, right, to cover these things.
I'm just being honest, like, one time.
To me, if you want to show off your underwear,
this kid who goes to the school is sagging his pants, okay? And when he bent over, there's streaks on his underwear.
Oh, my.
Oh, Lord.
Yikes.
This is why you don't need to sag your pants.
Hey, that's him representing himself.
So, proper waist level, which, again, almost comes off as a thing that's more cultural than it is. Clothing with holes will be allowed. I like how they have things that this will be allowed as long as the holes are mid-thigh or lower. Leggings, spandex, and tights may be worn if covered by apparel that is mid-thigh or longer. I almost have an issue with that. I think that those are a big, those, I don't know. I don't want to see a guy, I don't want to see guys wearing skinny, like, spandex, yoga pants, male yoga pants.
It outline everything.
Yeah, I mean, not that I want to see, I mean... All right, there's another issue with that, too. I just want to get it. Students shall wear proper undergarments. They shouldn't be worn as outerwear. I think this might go back to the 80s when Madonna wore the bra.
On top of
the
shirt.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't... That doesn't happen, does it?
Well, I don't see how that would like, make...
Apparel shall not be excessively tight, which kind of contradicts the leggings spandex thing, tights. They're called tights. And then it says they can't be too tight. No bare midriff should show. Okay, sure. Great. That's a good one. Necklines that expose any cleavage will not be permitted. That's great. I mean, you know, these things are good, too. Sort of. I'll mention the issue that I have with those, too. Muscle shirts. Shirts with ripped sleeves. Backless.
Do not wear a muscle shirt unless we don't got muscles. We got that. Lazy arms.
Hoodies will not be permitted, will be permitted, but the hood may not be worn over the head. Cut your hood off your hoodie. Trench coats, duster coats, and any other garments. This is reaction to Columbine. But again, I don't think so. Maybe the next day, somebody's like, haha, "I'm going to wear a trench coat to school." But I have not seen anyone consider. I don't think that's.
I don't know anybody who
has a trench coat. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
hoodies, pajamas, and sleepwear wear.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb.
Who's the distinguished
ones? At college you can wear that. Why not at high school? I thought high school was to prepare you for college.
Okay, but again, this is how you want to be how our school wants us to represent. You know,
Let me represent myself.
Don't you think things? Don't you have like? Aren't there a lot of people of Walmart pictures of people that are just in like pajamas?
That's
pajamas.
True. But Rhonda's wearing pajamas and she looks great.
I look like a trash bag.
I'm almost done. Here's
trash bag.
Here's the thing that we used to have. Okay, so pictures, emblems, or writings on clothing that violate the guidelines. If they're lewd, offensive, vulgar, obscene, apply gang affiliation, advertise tobacco or alcoholic products, or drugs, or whatever. Nothing about anything religious or about...
See, exactly.
Then cross
you're required to wear shoes. Cleated shoes, wheeled shoes, Heelys.
Heelys, boys.
Is that an issue now, too? Who has Heelys?
Yes, people actually still
have
Heelys.
Okay, I totally have a pair of Heelys, but that is a safety issue.
Who needs Heelys? You're going to have more now.
High-heeled shoes are prohibited for elementary students. Rubber-soled heel shoes are recommended for daily footwear.
What about light-up shoes?
tennis shoes for PE. Males may not wear makeup. Jewelry that is hazardous. To a child's safety and comfort is not permitted.
That's any type of jewelry.
Males may wear a single stud earring, no exposed body piercing, including the tongue. Hats, caps, sweatbands, or bandanas may not be worn as headwear.
I don't know why they would be worn
as something else.
It's going to be worn.
But get that hat off your knee.
Yeah, for real.
Sunglasses, no, unless you're prescribed them. Beards and goatees, no, you must be clean shaven, with the exception of mustaches, because someone likes mustaches.
Does that
mustaches shall not extend below the corners of the mouth. It can't be a mustache that turns down. And here we go, no exposed tattoos, which I see a lot of, and I expect to see more and more and more. And then the one that's another one that's dated is wallets that had large chains on them. That was a big thing. At a certain point in time, people would have a chain wallet that connected to your pants. I will say, now I really do want to know about all these things, but I will say that... the stuff that is, okay, the excuse, and this was a big issue with the principal who told people this earlier this year, or last year, that the females shouldn't be wearing certain clothing that's distracting to males as they are females.
I hate that.
They're basically saying that what the whole excuse for, I mean, and again, it's, I'm taking it as the people who dress a certain way deserve what they get kind of attitude.
Yeah.
So if you dress
boys
a certain
can't
way,
control themselves.
Exactly.
And that's ridiculous. Like,
exactly.
Like,
the,
you can't
the
look at
men,
my shoulder without...
That boys do not have the ability
it's
to
like,
control...
Whoa!
No, my shoulder.
Actually,
right.
That's my skin. No, I'm just kidding.
So I mean, anything that... Yeah, I don't... Thank goodness that I don't see anybody who has, like, exposed cleavage as a young girl. I don't see that often. But I don't want to have to call out somebody for that. But if I were to, I'd be, you know, put on a jacket kind of thing. But I'm not going to be going out of my way to look somebody up and down for all of these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's my thing is, it's like, why is a teacher, like, okay, so if a female was to wear, like, a cleavage showing shirt, I mean, now if it's, like, out
say, if
there,
a teacher was or a student was?
Like,
a student wore it, but a teacher
because that was an
out.
Issue was that a lot of times that there were teachers
there,
that would be wearing
teachers.
More inappropriate stuff than...
There is teachers who do wear, like, inappropriate clothes
into
school.
First day coworkers.
But,
sorry,
Mr. Doug's like, hat.
No,
like,
I don't know what it is.
He's like, I show my cleavage.
Yeah.
Yeah, Duncan.
Doug is like, man,
look, my nose is cleavage. So,
all right, what were we going to say?
Anyways, but like, if a male, okay, so, I guess this is kind of like sexist or whatever, but if a male teacher was to, because you can argue it both ways. That if a male teacher was to tell a girl, female student, like, hey, you need to cover up, then that female student can turn around and make it some sick, twisted thing, like, oh, he was checking me out.
Well, they could honestly feel that way.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, they could, you know, if you don't have, like, that rapport, if you don't know the students,
yeah.
If it's a teacher who doesn't necessarily know a student, I mean, I feel like you should at least know that student
yeah.
enough to be able to have a conversation with them so that they, you know, that they know that they're trying to help you out rather
yeah.
than.
Or maybe, like, the teacher shouldn't go directly to the student and be like, oh, you're showing too much cleavage. Maybe they could go to an AP, say, call this.
That's actually what we're told is just you need to, we might, you need to go check with the AP about your address, about dress code issues. That's the way that we're asked to address it, which I always think is good. Because it doesn't, because I don't care. If you're not distracting, if you were here to learn and you want to do cool stuff in class, then that's awesome with me.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that. It's just, it's not my problem. You go to the AP, now it's their problem to deal with. I'm not the one trying to tell you to take your thing out. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Okay, in general, we haven't had a, I don't know. So, again, this is what I think. I think that we should actually look at these things issue by issue and see which ones actually we need to have that we can all agree upon that we need
to
have.
Sign a petition.
And then not punish everyone because of what... We're not allowed to do that in class. I can't put, you know, everybody... He's playing a game on the computer in the room, in the classroom at the school way over there.
Yeah, because we're outside.
Yes. And I can't say everybody get out, you know, has to get a do book work now because this person's playing a game. We can't do that. Why are we allowed to do that as a school or as a district? Why?
Well, there's some teachers who, like, there is, like, teachers who are like, oh, one student's not doing everything, everybody's going to get it.
Yeah, they punish everyone.
That's it's so much easier than actually having to do real education, real teaching. I mean, it's so much. It's a lot. No, it is.
It's like we're learning real stuff, and then like.
No, everybody's teachers are people too. I mean, everybody's got going through things. You don't have any idea what's going on with people. Somebody could have just lost somebody, and then you know what? You're doing book work today. we're gonna do worksheets today because of that. It has to do with how you actually do what you do every single day, versus just a couple here and there. I understand again. I don't know what it was even asking anymore, but that's what I was. Maybe there is. Does it matter enough? Is it just one of those things where okay, I get the dress code. I have to follow the dress code. That's fine. I'll just do whatever because that's my job. Or is this worth like having any going to our new superintendent and having these discussing these things? Does it matter that much to you that you don't get to wear your blue hair?
I mean, it bothers me because it's like because
it is you expressing yourself.
That's,
You have the right to do that, yeah. Do you, you know?
Yeah, I'm happiest when I have my blue hair, and then people are like, why do you do that? I'm like, because I want to. And people are like, oh, well, the reason why they don't let you have colored hair is because people will make fun of you. And it's like, well, if you are having your blue hair, then you are probably going to get made fun of, especially in a town like this, because it's a very conservative town. When I had my blue hair, I would go to the store, and old people would look at me as if I just murdered their, like, grandchild. But I didn't. I had blue hair. But, I mean, they got, like, really upset about it.
I thought old ladies were the ones that had blue hair.
Hey, sometimes, dude. But,
And the gray hair, which is also now was a thing last year.
There was an old lady at my basketball. She had pink hair. She would just walk around with pink hair. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like if you want to have it, you should.
Like,
yeah, that's a natural hair color, isn't it?
There's, like, whenever you get older and have a job, you can't really have fun with, like, hair color stuff because there's so many places that aren't accepting of it. So I feel like maybe when you're in high school, they should, like, give in just a little bit just to let you have unnatural colored hair. Because, I mean, like, hey,
there's a lot of
albinos are born with white hair. Why can't I be born with blue hair? I'm gonna dye my child's hair blue right when it comes out.
Again, I know that, okay, so it's safety issues, but then the other issue is distractions. But really, it's about how our school board believes that you should represent our school district, especially if you were to go to competitions for cosmetology and stuff like that. Or you're representing our school district whenever you go somewhere. We want you to. It's their opinion, and again, it's a conservative town, so. That whenever my dad was in school and you couldn't have the long hair, he was the hippie who, you know, they made him cut his hair off or whatever.
Well,
because he was embarrassing us as being that long-haired hippie boy.
Well, if you have a student who dresses normal, looks like a normal kid, and he sits there or she sits there and does nothing, like is a bad kid, doesn't want to do his work, is really defiant, but then you have your kid who's like purple hair, tattoos, piercings, and all
and
that.
And getting straight A's.
Like straight A's.
Well, I feel like if
which represents us better, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if like the kid is like he's into like drugs and like fighting and doesn't do his work, I mean, maybe then you can start limiting those kids, but I mean, they're in control of their actions. I mean, I feel like the kids that are doing their work and not causing trouble should be rewarded, honestly. And then that's unequal rights, but I mean, you decide how you act, not, you know?
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No. And obviously, I don't disagree at all. I mean,
yeah.
No, I think that you come here to
learn.
Well, really, I mean, I think even so much bigger. Yeah, then I think that the school is for you.
Yeah.
And I think that it's not for the adults in the school. I think it's for you, and we're supposed to be here to help you achieve whatever goals you've got, to prepare you for a career, or prepare you for college, and so that you'll be successful there. And I really feel like that's almost the extent of what the school is. We're here for you.
So dress code is like, why are you going to make us have a dress code if it's supposed to be like a part of our life for the next...
Because you don't get a dress code in the real world?
Exactly.
No, but you do. You totally do.
Yeah, but people don't tell you, like, home and change, even though you're like 15 miles
from
your house.
Hey, you work a Hot Topic for the rest of your life, have no dress code.
Right, so you're, but we're trying to prepare you to make sure that you're successful and not necessarily in, you know, narrowing your opportunities by the way that you.
Well, a lot of people who dye their hair know that, and people who get tattoos know that.
Do they though? Because so many more people get tattoos now, I don't know that if they understand that really does limit their potential job opportunities as much.
Well, the people that I know who have
I don't know
tattoos,
that, and again, I'm not saying that it necessarily even should or will in the future. I don't believe that it will so much in the future.
There's a doctor who is...
I'm not a tattoo person at all,
there is a doctor who has completely covered in tattoos. Okay? And like, when he's not, like, a doctor, he looks like the person who is talking about him representing him as a thug because, you know, he was just a man with a bunch of tattoos and he was like wearing normal clothes. They're like, oh, you got the phone, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy who was going to be working on him was like, I don't want you working on me because you have all these tattoos, blah, blah, blah. My thing is, the doctor's like, you don't have my tattoos and you can just die. So,
I mean, hello.
Yeah.
The tattoo artist,
I'm in the wrong here for having there. I mean, I know that I judge people. Everybody has their own prejudices, but there was a place, it's almost like a Hooters place. So, I mean, it's not, The brick house place, the servers there were all in very revealing clothing, but not just that so much. I mean, I'm not necessarily a fan of that either. Like, I don't really want to go into Hooters and have people who don't have a lot of clothes on serving me. There's something about hygiene and clothes and skin and like sweat and stuff.
I think like.
But then they're also they all also have lots of tattoos. That's the brick house thing. There are a lot of tattoos and then a lot of piercings. And I don't really. That's my prejudice. That I would rather not those people be serving me. I could be tempted to definitely have that perception about that doctor that I might, if I were choosing between pictures of this doctor and pictures of the doctor who doesn't have skull, you know, teardrops on his eye or whatever. You know, that's the extreme version of that.
Well, I mean, but you're gonna, if
that,
like,
that affects my perception of them and well, I mean, like, whether or not
they
it should.
Teardrops, they obviously just
right. No, I mean, and I do understand, but I
am. Probably shouldn't be a doctor. Like.
It's because they're patient size.
Take care of the patients. It's not operation anymore.
It has to be prison. Doesn't have to be a prison. In prison, too. A prison doctor. Just lots of tears just streaming down.
Lots of
that failed. I'm sorry. What I was gonna say while before I just kept talking. What do you think? We don't have a whole lot. I mean, you didn't have a whole lot to say.
How do you feel about your ponytail?
How do you
seems
feel
like
about
you only
have.
We don't have an issue with the dress code unless that we. Females are not worried about the fact that guys can only wear one earring because it doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
It's only the issues that affect you that
I would totally be down with my
problem.
Piercing. I don't personally
like
it.
So
you
shaving,
think?
I mean, what about shaving?
Speaking.
Not that you don't, but you need to shave. I could tell you that you need to
see
shave.
See your fur.
Whatever. How would you feel about that? You know what? You need to shave.
I don't know. I'd probably just follow it. I mean,
sure, but should I have that right, or is that just
bow down to the man?
To some extent, of course, it has to be applied, but obviously, you don't want to have like a full lumberjack beard growing because it's dirty.
Not to start. Condition it.
You call him Duncan Dirty?
No, he doesn't have the lumberjack beard. I'm talking about like the duck guy's beard, you know?
Duck
dynasty. Yeah. And but
Jacob's in the next one. We gotta get Jacob in the next one.
But. If someone were to ask you like to shave, it's because it's too long, you know.
That's why I said keep it neat.
Not because it's. I don't know.
That's not one that you have a problem with.
I don't.
You don't have a problem with anything.
Because I can't grow beard.
Okay.
To begin with, so there's no.
Well,
problem.
Is that another? Is that the reason? Because it doesn't affect you. If you were, there are other people who do want to have a beard. Like there's some students that
want
to have
one. And they want
growing a beard.
Not even like a full beard. They just want like 5 o'clock
like
shadow.
Like a little scruff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5 o'clock shadow, my dude.
Yeah. Do you have any? Do you take issue with any of the? You have you seen anything wrong with any
totally
of the dress code things?
Mascot wants green on his sprout.
Your school wasn't standardized dress, was it? What is it, uniform?
Mine used to.
No.
Okay, because most of the Aldine schools, which we played, you know, Aldine played y'all in sports and stuff.
Yeah.
They're all standardized dress. You all have to wear khakis and basically colored
mine's
polo.
Like
shirt.
That.
Yeah.
We had to wear like either a skirt. Or like these nice like blue pants or khaki pants, or like a khaki skirt or a blue skirt, and then we had to wear like a khaki polo or a blue polo, and that was the only two colors we were allowed to wear.
See,
and we had to have our hair either in a ponytail or nice, and then we had to wear either blue shoes or white shoes, and. That was it. And we had white socks.
So those people, who would be watching that, who go to those schools, are saying, listen to these people complain about, and you get to wear whatever, you know. And yet they in their standardized dress or uniforms, still find a way to express themselves, even within those limitations.
Yeah. Well, so, my thing is, it's like, okay, so people who do have uniforms, I do believe, like, it's easier on, like,
sure.
Because nobody's gonna know if you wear it again. I mean, yes, it is gross, but I mean.
No expense of the clothes too. You don't have to. I mean, you're not gonna.
You
don't
have to go out and buy like.
It's good for people who have lower income, like our school. Honestly, our school is a very low income.
I mean,
school.
It's like just.
Oh Lord.
Hey, we'll talk more. Stay warm. Stay woke. Have a good weekend or day or night or whenever. All right. See y'all later.